Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Judy Joy Jones Show. Fly through the galaxies with the Judy Joy Jones Show. Meet the stars. And tonight, do we ever have a star? My guest is Karen Anderson, and I will tell you a little bit more about her, and I cannot wait to bring her up. Karen is a blog talk, a radio host as well, Divine Journey. Plus, she's starting a new one, and we'll talk about that. I wanted to let everyone know that you were listening to Handel's Messiah, a little bit different than Music Box Dancer, which is what we start the show with, unless, of course, our guest has a song that they've composed or written. Handel's Messiah fits our theme tonight, and I also jogged to that. I couldn't get up the hills without Handel's Messiah, so I take my little recorder, and I hit it, and you know, it's like, oh, thank you, Handel, because that Messiah, something it does to me, and it just propels me up the hill, dragging sometimes, but it does get me up there. And tomorrow night, we have a brand new author guest, and I want everyone to welcome her. She is going to be talking about her book. And I will tell you some more about her. Her mother recently passed, and she wrote a book about everything her mother told her as she was crossing over. She nursed her, and she was at her side when she was crossing over. And the name of the book is The Crossing Over of Mattie Pearl by Andrea R. Garrison. It's a beautiful book. I looked at it, and it's just beautiful. She also has a DVD. And she has a tape, you know, the spoken book, and I'm really looking forward to it. So I hope everyone will help me welcome Andrea Garrison. As her mom crossed over, she gave her just beautiful insight into what to expect for all of us. And all of us one day will be making that journey. So thank you, Mattie Pearl, and we will share your words of wisdom tomorrow night. And that show is going to start at 8 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock. So, without any more talking from me, let me bring on Karen. Let me tell you a little bit more about her. Karen is, she had what is called, she calls a spiritual meltdown. And she was visited by Joan of Arc, St. Joan of Arc, Saint Teresa, and she really has got an amazing story, and I'm going to let her tell that. Let me go ahead and bring her up. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Joy. How are you, hon?
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing really well. Thank you. And you? How are you tonight?
I'm just wonderful. I'm so glad that you're going to be talking tonight and on the show, Karen. I'm just looking really forward to this. So I was looking earlier, and I thought, oh, no, she's not on my switchboard. Where did she go? Here you are. Ready to go.
I have been ready to go. I've been looking forward to this today as well.
Oh, wonderful. I know. I will let everyone know that I have been doing another show called When a Saint Calls, and Karen was one of my first guests. I wasn't able to do both shows, so I had to let one of them go, but she was one of my first guests. You know, I read about her, and I thought, oh, I've got to have her on, you know, this woman. And so sure enough, you know, I did hear a lot of her story, but it's just amazing. And so, Karen, whenever you told me a little bit about your spiritual meltdown or whatever, I don't know if that's where you want to start, Eric. I'm kind of going to let you tell a little bit about yourself in your own words, you know, what you feel is the most important thing first or the whatever, if you'd share.
Oh, sure. I'll go back to when I came on Earth. I was born into a family of intuitives, which I did not find out about until many, many, many years later. I was adopted at birth to a very conservative Mormon family. And so when I was small, I was able to hear people speak before they would actually speak. In fact, I would know when I'd be in trouble because I could hear my mother's thoughts, you know, Karen, you know, uh-oh. I'm a cooked goose. And I thought everyone had this ability, or it was just, I thought it was natural for everyone. And as I got older, Joy, I realized that it put me in a category that was often considered weird, because I would say, did you hear that? I would say, so-and-so's going to do that. And they say, how do you know? I said, because I can hear them say that. Well, they didn't say anything. How come, you know that? So it became kind of a curse rather than a blessing when I was young to be able to hear things outside of my, I would say outside of my body. And I was visited by angels when I was little. I did not know they were angels at the time because in my religious background, they didn't speak about angels. They didn't talk about visitations and things like that. So all I knew is that they were my trusted friends. They were very loving and very kind and very giggly, very joyful.
Oh, that's fun.
Very joyful. Oh, they're very joyful. They're a lot of fun. I would often spend a lot of time in my own room. Because I was so different and from my family because of this ability that I had. And my mother would often, she couldn't explain me away. She didn't understand me. I think I scared her. And she would say, you know, Karen has a very active imagination. She thinks she hears people. And so I felt very alienated and alone. But in my room, I felt very accepted and peaceful and loved. So as I got older, I found that it wasn't so cool amongst my peers to have this this gift working for me, so I shut the door, literally shut the door.
Oh.
And so I went on with my life, and I had my children, and back in 1997, found my birth family and found out that I was actually, a third generation of intuitives. My grandmother, my mother, and myself, and my brothers and sisters, my birth brothers and sisters, were all gifted, all highly gifted, extremely gifted, actually. And so the word psychic and intuitive was, that's the first time I've ever had heard of it when I met my birth family. So I scoured every book, everything possible about your connection between heaven and earth, about psychic, about intuitive, and I was led to many, many books and in many directions, and I started to reopen that door to my clairaudience, my clear hearing again. And I came along an angel board, which was this beautiful angel, and it was similar to a Ouija board, but I was frightened of Ouija boards, and I thought, no, I'm not going to ever touch a Ouija board, but this board had an angel all over it with a planchet that was a heart. You know, nothing could be wrong with this.
Right.
So I began to use it, and it was very instant for me. It actually blew open my clairaudience so much that I could hear everything. everything.
Oh my gosh.
I said it was everything. I mean, in all directions, all dimensions. I would be standing at my front door and I could hear, you know, way down at the end of my street a conversation going on.
Oh my gosh, Karen.
It was overwhelming. It was
overwhelming. Oh my gosh. More than you ever dreamed.
Oh, more than I, and through the whole time that I would be working this angel board, I would spell out stop and meditate. And I thought, I don't want to stop and meditate. I'm already getting messages. Why should I meditate? And then one day I asked the board, who is speaking to me? You know, I know that I have a right to hear my angels and God, and who's speaking to me? And it spelled out, I am Archangel Michael. And that was an encounter with St. Michael and Archangel Michael, and he told me that it was right for me to reopen my gift. It was time for me to reopen my gift, but I needed to do it in a way with no fear. And this board was creating quite a bit of fear that I had repressed for a very long time, connecting to dark energies, dark beings, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So my experience was everything that I feared, because as we know, the law of attraction, what, you know, like attracts like.
Yes.
Everything that I feared came forward through that board.
Oh.
And I had some pretty dark energy in my home. And it did what I call the dark night of the soul. I really understand it today, why I had the situation I did. It was a blessing for me to understand that we are always connected, we are always protected and always loved, but that we have a duality test. We are as light and as pure and as loving as we are, we have the opposite. We can be very dark, we can be very dense and very negative. And it's just, how do you want to express your life experiences? Which way are you going to go? You know, if you think about it this way, if Jesus had decided to walk in his darkness, we would have had a whole other Bible. And if Hitler had decided to walk in his light, we would not have the horrific situation that happened, you know, with that time. So it's for me, it was a big lesson for me to never fear anything. There's truly no fear. There's only love that is real, and everything else is truly an illusion and is outside of you. And so Michael kept telling me, stop and meditate. Stop and know who you are. Stop and know your power. Stop and know your space. You do not know boundaries. You do not know energy yet. You are literally melting down in front of us. And it was what I did. I had a spiritual meltdown, which took me to a 72-hour hold at a mental hospital here. And through the whole time that I was there, angels came in and out of my room. Jesus came and visited me. What I equate to as the Creator or God, this pure white light came to me and explained why I went through this and what it was for me to clear, literally karmically clear, and for my belief systems and what I was raised in the religion I was raised in. There was so much fear around a devil and a darkness, and be careful because the devil will get you. And
the Mormon religion, right, Karen?
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
Yes, Mormon. And so there was all that fear in me, Joy, and that fear literally magnetically pulled to me everything I was afraid of, everything. But it was also one of the greatest clearings for my soul, that literally there was nothing to fear. And what Jesus had said to me in that time when I was recuperating in the hospital, he said, this was an opportunity for you to understand that you are a duality, a soulless polarity, a duality. You've heard of the dark side of the moon. And I said, yes. And so what is so brightly shining before you, there is a dark side to it. It's the other side. And everything has a polarity. Everything is a duality. Everything is up and down, left and right, big and little. Everything has its opposite. So what you actually went through was your own darkness. And what you found was the balance in that. There wasn't balance enough that you brought yourself here, literally. Your soul brought you here. But now you know balance. Now you know better, and now you can move forward. And I did. But it took me a year, Joy, to find someone to explain this to me. I went to, oh my gosh, church after church after psychic after intuitive after synagogue, top pastors, priests. I went everywhere trying to figure out answers. And no one could truly explain what really happened to me. So that was my quest to find out what happened to me and which led me to who I am today and the work that I do today. It was a journey for me to find out more about you know, how to connect and how to ground yourself, how to ground energy, how to create those balances, how to create the boundaries. And today I have a practice that I help other people in my business to do the same. And through this whole journey that I walked, I really learned a lot about me, about what I truly felt was my own truth. When I was in the hospital, and the beautiful light that's brighter than the noonday sun, I'll tell you, and if I wasn't looking at it upon spiritual eyes, I would probably disintegrate it. The light was so bright. But what I felt was so much acceptance and love and an instant knowing of who this was. And I heard, you will always find love in the darkest of rooms. You will always find light in the darkest of rooms.
Wow, how beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
And that is.
What I had heard is that you call these brothers and sisters to your side to teach you about what it is that you don't want and what the fear was doing to imprison you. And you have been told all of your upbringing how to love me, how to serve me, how to honor me, how to know me. Now it's your turn to create that yourself.
I want to say one thing, Karen, about what I have read about you, that Karen has worked with some of the top psychics and spiritual people, leaders, I would say, like Doreen Virtue and James Von Prague, right, Karen?
Yes, I have. Yes, I've had. But, you know, I have to say, Joy, I have been so blessed to meet some amazing people, yourself included. I put you in there, too. Some amazing people that God has brought along my journey, my divine journey. And, yes, Doreen is a very dear friend of mine. I've known her for years. And when I began to find my balance and my peace again, to really use my clairaudience to help others, I went to a Barnes & Noble's bookstore. And I went down the self-help aisle, you know, and my ex-husband at the time, and my husband at the time, he's an ex-husband today, but at the time he said, are you sure you want to go down that aisle? Remember the last time you got involved in all this? And I said, yes, I'm sure. I feel very secure in who I am, very comfortable. And all of a sudden, Joy, this pink book, bright pink book, fell off the shelf and landed at my feet. And I thought to myself, you know, well, we live in Southern California. Earthquakes happen all the time. You know, this book fell off the shelf. We must have a little tremor. You know, I stepped right over the book. I paid no attention to it. And so about half an hour later, you know, my husband said, you know, do you want to go? And I said, sure. And so I walked around to leave, and I saw that book still sitting there. So I thought, oh, I better pick that up. And I did, and I went and put it on the shelf, and it started to vibrate, literally vibrate in my hands. And I said to my husband at the time, this book is vibrating. He goes, uh-oh.
She's gone again.
Oh, no. She's over the edge again. Oh, no, we've lost her again. And I said, it's really vibrating. I said, who is this? And I turned the book over, and it said Angel Therapy, Dr. Doreen Virtue. And I said to my husband, I said, I know this woman. I don't know how I know her, but I know her. I've got to buy this book. She resonates with me on many levels. And so I read the book within a couple of days. And I went on her website, and I found out that she does this training called Angel Therapy Practitioner Course, and that it was going to be happening 6 or 7 months later down the road. So I signed up for it. But before I went to the training, I was blessed to go and see her in person at a center here that they had, the Learning Annex. She was doing a one evening, How to Connect to Your Angels. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to go and check this out. I walk right into the room. She's standing right there to my left. And she says, oh, hello. There you are. I've been waiting for you. And I thought, what?
Oh, no.
Who is this woman? I thought she was talking to somebody else. I turned around, and, you know, of course. And she says, I've been waiting for you. It's about time you got here. And
okay.
I said, oh, that's interesting. And so I didn't know her personally, not at all, but there was a recognition soul to soul. And from that opened a big door of knowing her and working with her and being a part of her staff for many years, helping other people through the ATP, or the Angel Week, they call it. And she's a wonderful, beautiful soul and a great leader, I'll tell you, to help people to really honor that intuitive side and to trust your gut more instead of your head. Go more into the heart.
You know, don't go with the gut. Don't get into the head so much, huh, Karen? Is just
that's
go
right.
with more of that intuition, that heart kind of.
Right, because we're all intuitive. Every single one of us has the ability to tap into an angel's a beautiful song or a voice or an ascended master such as Jesus or a saint or a loved one on the other side or a pet that's crossed over. We all have this ability. It's whether or not we have silenced that mind, so that our knowingness of our higher knowingness can open up to receive and really hear. Because we're always being spoken to by heaven 24/7, 365. It's just whether or not we're listening.
Whether or not we're listening. I have to ask you about Joan of Arc. I have heard this story, but I want to share it with the people that have not. If you would mind sharing that, Karen, I would be so appreciative.
Oh, Joan of Arc, my God. It was right after I had left the hospital, and I felt pretty defeated still and pretty worn down by battle, literally battle. And the doctor, when I left, I had an amazing angelic experience at the hospital, actually, but when the doctor checked me out, he said, here's some pills to take if this ever flares up again. You know, you're literally not insane, just you must have had just an episode. And since you don't know anything about your birth history, you know your birth family, but not much about your birth history, we're just going to go with take these pills when this flares up.
Oh, my
again.
Goodness.
And so I got home and I threw the pills out because they just maybe not did it. I didn't feel me, you know, in my body. And that's very important.
Right.
I didn't feel me in my body. And I just did a lot of downtime. I didn't go very far from my home. I just, you know, was pretty much cocooning. And I went and rented a movie called The Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about Joan of Arc. And I thought, you know, this is interesting. You know, she did battle. I remember her from history. And, you know, so I popped it in and I watched it. Well, as I was watching it, Joy, there was an instant recognition of, I know this woman. I know this saint. I know this being. Just like I had, like I said about with Doreen, and I watched it, there's this section of the movie where Joan is this young woman who is so, I want to say, burdened or persecuted, literally, about her gift. She wanted to honor it. She wanted to hear, but people were giving her a hard time, and that sounds very familiar to me at the time. And she was laying down in this grass, and it was just like an instant past life memory for me. A deja vu washed over me as if I was there with her. And before her eyes stood Archangel Michael, Saint Catherine, and another saint, and unfortunately I don't remember the saint, coming to her explaining of her mission and what she was here to do and to not be downtrodden by the battle. And it won't be a battle, it will be a triumph for her. And it just rang true to me on all levels. And the more that I watched that section of this movie, the more I was seeing my own vision of in past lives when I did the same thing. And right after that, I had like a flash of like a TV screen came before my third eye, and I saw her in front of me, and she said, "You and I know each other. You were here. You were here. You were a young child, and you were here, and you were enthusiastic with my passion for balance and for fairness and for just. You were very much impassioned by that, and you will do this all your life. And I am at your side. I will always."
Oh my God!
And then the TV or the window shut, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's happening again. You know, it's happening again.
Here I go.
Yeah, here I go. And just this peace washed over me, and I literally heard. Find out who I was. And so there was my quest. I picked up every book, anything that I could get on this saint, and anything written about her, any picture or anything. I had stacks of books, and I read everything about her, and I still I still can feel her presence around me as far as like a suit of armor that goes around me. And it's like she came to me in when I felt like I was so beaten down through this. She came to me to give me the strength, literally, to go forward and to take one step in front of the next, in front of the next, in front of the next. It was an amazing moment, and one that I will never forget. She will float in and out of my meditations just to say hi, literally, and it'll be when I feel like life is like I'm not necessarily doing battle, but that there's a conflict going on with someone in my life where I'm just not getting anywhere with it.
Sure.
And I really need some extra help. She will float into my meditations and give me some really great insights.
I think the higher beings like that, I do believe, we each have one or two that are going to be with us, and they literally are there, to keep us going on our path. And I know you and I both have had something to do with Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And if you'd like to touch briefly on that, I noticed there are some people already lined up to get a reading, and I did put that on the description. And if you're still up for that,
I would be honored to. Yes.
And tell us a little bit about your Mother Teresa experience.
Well, Mother Teresa, I've always had an affinity for her and Diana, Princess Diana. And
okay.
And it's interesting that they passed away within, a short amount of time of each other.
Yeah.
And Mother Teresa, I've always connected with her because I love children. And I love and children seem to resonate with me, always have. My connection to Mother Teresa is actually Saint Teresa of Lisieux.
Yes.
The little flower, the little child.
Yes.
And I had a reading, way back, years ago, from an amazing intuitive psychic called, her name is Patricia Michelle.
Patricia Michelle.
Said, she's amazing. I don't know if she's still doing private readings, but she's an amazing teacher, leader, and psychic. And she said to me, "Well, my goodness," when she got into my energy field, she said, "Boy, you must have done something really right. You must have really earned this." And I thought, "Oh, She said, "You have Archangel Raphael, the healer, and Saint Teresa at your side. They have been with you since birth, and that's an honor. That's an earning. You have done something really right to have this at your side. This is rare that she had seen." And I said, "I have no idea who these people are, because my upbringing, it just wasn't."
Oh, right, Mormon thing, because they didn't.
Uh-huh.
They don't have the saints and the.
No, we.
Oh, right. They only have like Joseph Smith, I understand.
Yes.
Okay.
So I had no idea who these people were. And I said, "Well, I have no idea who they are. So, is my mom or dad around?" She says, "Well, I just wanted to let you know that Archangel Raphael says you're a natural healer, that you have a healing touch, and that God works through your touch, and that you're a natural counselor, and that you're very intuitive. And Saint Teresa has been at your side since birth because of the transition of your birth, where you came in with one mother and left and was raised by another."
Oh.
And she understands. She said, "You're very childlike. You're very, and we don't mean this about immaturity, but they said you have a very soft, childlike nature about you. And heaven loves that. Heaven loves that because that's pure. That's joyful." And it took me back to when the angels would be in my room and we would just play and giggle and I would see them in the ceiling and we would have fun.
Well,
what am I supposed to do with these two people?
Yeah, they're flying around your room, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, I think it is a gift to have been, visited and...
Oh, it is. It is. And I'll tell you, when I work with people and I connect them with their angels, and it's a very simple process to do, you take them back. Because when you come into life, you know you've got heavenly guidance with you. You know you weren't dropped off here and picked up, 60, 80 years later. You know that you
no
have
way.
Quite a team here with you. And so when I reconnect, help people reconnect, they go, "That's my angel? Oh, my God. I've known that forever." Well, of course. It's usually a name they love, like a doll's name that they had. And that they, you know what I mean? It, or it'll be a
yeah.
particular, like a particular memory of,
oh, sure.
of feeling just so happy and just so loved, or, you know, you just need to take someone back. So anyway, after I was done with this reading, I I thought, I have no clue who these people are. Mm-hmm. So I put it out there. I said, you know, if I'm to know who these, you know, these beings are, and I'm very grateful and thankful, I said, please, you know, Jesus, help me with this. And, or Archangel Michael as well, help me with this. And within, I'd say, a month, I took a trip to Catalina Island, which is at 22 miles off the coast here in Southern California. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking around with one of my birth sisters and her husband, and my husband at the time. And my husband said, you know, I think there's a Catholic church just around the corner here. Why don't we go in there, because it's really hot, and just sit and, you know, and be tranquil. And I thought, that's a great idea. So we go over there, and we walk in. And right as we walk in, to the left was this enormous display of St. Teresa. Enormous. Huge.
Oh.
And explained who she was and that this was a church in her honor. And I literally sobbed, just absolutely sobbed. And I heard her say, I have now made my acquaintance with you. Now you remember who I am.
Aunt Teresa's little flower.
Yes, and she has been at my side ever since, and obviously.
Oh, wow, that is so beautiful. Now, she was actually Mother Teresa's, you know, favorite saint, and, you know, she said that if she could ever do anything near what the little flower did in the way of love, that she had done her part, because all her works for the poor, without that love that the, you know, Saint Teresa little flower had, that they meant nothing.
Exactly.
So that's really beautiful.
I think Mother Teresa patterned her work to her journey after Saint Teresa, and also took her name. I think she took her name as well, or went with that.
She did. She actually, small things with great love. That was her whole philosophy. I don't know about the name, only because I think her name, Mother Teresa, was T-E-R-E-S-A, and I know the little flower is T-H. But, you know, she may well have. I really don't know that much of the kind of technical stuff, but I do know it was always small things with great love. So
that's beautiful. That's so
that is so beautiful. Would you mind if I brought up one of our callers?
I would love it. I'd be honored.
All right, let me go ahead and do that in the 615 area code. Hello?
Hi, Joy.
Hi, Mike. How are you? I happen to know Mike. He's a friend of mine. I didn't know for sure that was you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I've been
Would
enjoying
like
the show.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like to you listen tonight. Would you like to talk to Karen?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Hello, Mike. How are
Hi,
you tonight?
Karen. I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's an honor to work with you tonight. Now, is your given name Michael, sweetheart?
It is Michael, yes.
Okay. Wow, boy, do you have huge energy. Huge energy. My word. Do you do anything in the healing fields?
Not really.
Wow. Wowie. energy runs through you very quickly. Do you find yourself getting really hot, like flash of heat?
Well, if I exercise, I do. So.
Well, you know, that's a door opener, definitely.
Yeah.
We do that because angels and inspiration of heaven comes through our cells when we deep breathe. We're very shallow.
When I pray, I feel like there's some kind of something going on. So I'd have to say maybe I notice it most often when I'm praying.
Right. Well, you are so connected to the Creator, to the Heavenly Father, Heavenly Mother, very connected, very devoted soul is what I'm hearing, very devoted to spirit, very devoted to humanity, very devoted to where we're going as a human race. Does this make sense to you?
Oh, definitely. That's the Joy knows that. We talk about, you know, you were talking about little children, and Joy knows that one of my things that I'm really concerned about is how many children are taught in these Orthodox, you know, churches that they're going to hell if you don't do this and do that, and yet in the entire Old Testament, there is no hell ever mentioned by God or any of the prophets. So,
very true. And when I speak to those who've crossed over and who have this doctrine a part of their day-in and day-out life, they say to me, I was so mistaken.
Right.
I was so mistaken. Hell is where your thoughts are. You can create heaven or hell on earth.
Yeah.
It isn't a set place to go to.
Yeah.
So
that is something that I'm very cognizant of, is that we need to free our children from that condemnation, because I grew up in a church where, you know, if you thought this or you did that or whatever, you know, you were condemned and you were going to hell. And then, you know, I studied the Bible for years, and I came to the conclusion, well, they just made it up. So so we need
there
to tell children
lot of
about
man-made,
this.
There, yeah. You're right, Michael. There's a lot of man-made rules and protocol that have been laid down through history, history of time. And it my church or my doctrine or my Bible is my heart, plain and simple. It all revolves around love, because love is the only thing that's tangible and real. And everything else that's not this is a separation from that, and it could create a lot of fear. So I think that that's what gets fed from ancestor to ancestor and, you know, history to history, is fear. And it keeps you coming back. It keeps you, you know, come flock, you know, let's do this right, and you need me to. In my upbringing, the words were, we need to be together, that to be a society of goodly saints, and the outside world, let it fall apart. Well, I don't see it that way now. I see that we're all in this together. We're all on a journey, and my successes are yours, yours are mine, because we're all evolving. We're all just as important to the Creator, to the angels, to the ascended masters. There is no big, little. There's no someone that's over another. It's everyone is loved and treasured. And that literally these children of today, there's so many children of today that have a brilliance about them, that they incarnate into these homes where they're really there to shift and change those old patterns of saying, you know, let's change this. Let's change our ideas. Let's take a stand on things. And these are the indigo ray children. They're coming in and they're really rearranging our old. I don't even know what you'd call it in the religion, but in world, the old ways of doing things, the old ways of thinking things.
Yeah.
So, do you have a particular question tonight, sweetheart?
Well, no. If you feel like you have any insight or anything you can tell me, that would be wonderful. But no, I'll leave it to you.
Well, first thing I'm hearing is that you need to get out into nature more. You're kind of holed up in either an office or the home. Does this make sense to you?
Well, it does, except that I go out and walk for an hour to 2 hours a day, and I go to a local pond, and I feed the ducks and the turtles and the geese and stuff like that. So I do get outside, but I own a computer company, so I am inside quite a bit too.
Okay, because what I'm feeling is your electromagnetic field gets bogged down quite a bit. In other words, you pull in, you're a huge empath. You pull in a lot of energy, and it not only from the computers or anyone that's in your office, but everyone in that building, because you're a huge energy, huge.
Yeah.
I'm a very huge energy and a huge heart, huge heart. So to counterbalance that, or to create a boundary of things not affecting you, I'm hearing for you, your angels are saying, go outside and commune with nature. When you're feeling like, I feel drained, I feel right now kind of drained. Maybe you've had a tough day today, or you've had a lot on the docket today. I just feel your body's a bit drained. Does this make sense to you?
Maybe a little bit. I'm not usually that tired or bogged down or anything, but you know, you know, today might be a little different.
It may be someone around you, someone that you empathetically help them with their energy, because you're a huge healer, huge healer. I'm seeing your angels come forward with a rabbit, and a rabbit to me is creativity.
Well, that would definitely be true. I'm a poet, so.
You're very creative, and you have a lot of creative insights that come. And I'm hearing, do you take a tape recorder with you when you go out in nature? Because you need to, some things that are downloaded into your heart or downloaded into your space are profound messages. And in the moment.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because I had a recorder, and I used to record singing and things like that, and then I misplaced it, and I don't have it anymore, so maybe I need to get another one.
I'm hearing it's a very good idea, because I feel that you are going to be getting quite a bit of a creative inspiring messages. There will be huge blocks of thought. So as because you're very clear cognizant, you're very clear knowing. You just know things. How you know them, you don't know, but you know things. Does this make sense to you?
I think so, yeah. I feel a lot of times that people will be struggling for an answer, and I'll just know right out, you know, out of the blue.
It just pops right out. Well, that's the gift of claircognizance, and that's with the crown chakra, if you're familiar with the chakras.
I don't really know much about that, no.
It's the top of your head where information comes down. So what I'm hearing for you is when you're out in nature, your literal energy field is being cleansed and purified from all the energy that you carry in the said building or you know, in your environment with your home or your whatever, which is life. You know, we pick things up. We're energy. We're not our bodies. We're an energy field. And so I feel that this tape recorder, when you play it back, you will be astounded. What you said. It's like, I don't even remember saying that. I can't believe I said that. That doesn't sound like me because it is not you, literally. You're being channeled information. And I'm hearing your creativity is at a peak. And I'm hearing a book. Does this make sense to you? A book of either poetry or poems or sonnets or something that creates.
That's exactly right. I'm having my first book is coming out hopefully this year. So.
Fantastic. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. I'm hearing yes, you will. And get your autograph down. Get it down. Get it down because you're going to be doing it a lot, sweetheart. Get your signature. In other words, whatever you want to say to give a little bit of God when you hand over that book. Whatever it is, God bless you, blessings to you, whatever it is, sweetheart, get your signature down. You can do a lot of it, quite a bit of it. Your book is going to fly off the shelf.
Wow.
Fly.
Well, wonderful. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I'm excited. And please email me when it comes out. I'd love to get it.
Okay, give me your email address, and I'll be glad to do that.
I will. I will. I'll give it to Joy, and Joy can give it to you. How's that?
That'd be great.
All right.
Well, thank you.
For calling.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That was. I'm very excited to hear what you had to say.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited for you, sweetheart. Really excited.
Thanks,
don't forget my tape recorder. Don't forget that.
I'll get it.
All right.
Okay.
Good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Joy. Bye-bye.
All right, I'm going to bring up our next caller who has been here a while. Hello, caller 207. Hello.
Hello, Joy. Hello, Karen.
Hello, good evening. Who am I talking to?
My name is Tom.
Hello, Tom. Is your given name Thomas?
Yes, it is.
Okay. You have a woman who's on the other side standing next to you. She's holding you. She's holding you like a mother would hold a child. Is your mother on the other side?
No, she's not.
Is this your grandmother, her mother, then?
Possibly, yes.
Okay. She's saying you're going through some difficulty, some transitions, or some sort of uncertainty. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, she's very concerned about. You're very hard on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. In other words, that you. Tom, you shouldn't have done that. Oh, my God, that's it. You know, go into love for you. I did the best I could do. I love myself where I stand. I'm a holy, beautiful child of God. And you will find with that, as you get easier on yourself, the perceived issues or concerns will melt away. It's like when we're very hard on ourselves, more harshness comes around us. But when we are loving and open to receiving that love for ourselves, because it begins with us, that you will find things easing up. I'm hearing the clouds will lift. This woman, your grandmother, saying the clouds are going to lift. Are you feeling like you're in a state or a fog?
Oh, yeah. I got a big black cloud over me.
Oh, my God. Sweetheart, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I'm in a situation where my house is being sold by a tax sale, but I do have someone that's interested in it coming tomorrow. And I'd like to know if that'll work out well for us. We've reduced the price, and it's a steal. And we really need the sale, and we'll most likely take any offer.
What I'm hearing is let go of the struggle. There's like a struggle within you that you had in your mind a certain price, and now as you reduce it, you feel devalued. And in other words, this is your home. This is, you've created this space, you know, so let go of the struggle of trying to get out from under it. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
It feels like it's a shackling, like you have a huge with those the big ball, you know, chain, ball and chain feel. And what I'm hearing also is release the home. Release the home. And what I mean by release the home, give the home the permission, literally, to be someone else's domain, someone else's domicile. And when you do that, sweetheart, you release any more attachment to it. There's such an attachment to the home. There's a lot that's been created there, but now there, you know, through memories and things that you've shared in the home, but now there is a feeling of a devaluing feeling or a struggle. So release the home from your hands for the perfect family or perfect person to occupy it or take it by it. It's very simple to do. I do this all the time. And also, visually, roll out a red carpet in your mind, literally from your mind's eye. See like the red carpet and welcoming the perfect person into your home. I feel that there is one person out of the group or one person attached to this home. Who would this be? It's like, you're selling my house. You're selling my memories. Who would this be?
Oh, it would probably be my daughter, but we're all very anxious to leave. We have had nothing but bad luck since we moved in here, and we've been waiting to leave since we got here.
And what? Is this a two-story home?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a basement to it?
Yes.
Okay. Hang on a minute. You've got extra people in that house. Do you understand what I mean? Have you had paranormal activity?
No.
Okay, you've got extra people in that home. I feel that there's a person that hangs around that home that says, my house, you're not selling this house, this is mine, and very angry. So what I would like to do, if Joy can give you, if she has her chat room open or however, to give you my email address, and what I'd like to do to you, sweetheart, I'd like to, if you can email me your home address, I will do a cleansing on the home.
Great.
And release the spirit. Because the spirit literally needs to go home to the light.
Maybe they'll let us go, too.
Let me give Karen's website right now, and her email is available on it.
Go right ahead.
www.divinejourneys.net, and that's D-I-V-I-N-E, journeys, J-O-U-R-N-E-Y-S.net, and they can reach you through that. Is that right, Karen?
That's right, you can. And I would be more than happy to help clear the home. That if there's any struggle or any heaviness or any sort of attachment, that it's set free. This home doesn't feel free to be released.
Okay.
It's interesting because everything is energy. Everything is energy. We live in an energetic conscious universe, and so your home is full of energy. It's full of thoughts, feelings, emotions, vibrations, frequencies, and some of them match you, some don't, most don't. So we need to release this home and the beings in it. That's everyone, either living or non-living. But there is no depth and truth. But those that are not embodied right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Tom, for calling in. And again, that's www.divinejourneys.net.
Do you see us being able to purchase the old farmhouse that we're looking at, the abandoned farmhouse?
Is this out in the country?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Your grandmother's saying, don't worry, son, don't worry. Don't worry. You know, she's got an accent, like I want to say an East Coast accent. Don't worry. It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry.
If I could just ask you one more question, how's my relationship going in my personal life? Where's that headed?
Where's it headed?
Yes.
Is this the mother of your daughter?
Yes.
Okay. There's a push-pull energy. What I mean by that is that one's going one way, one's going another way. Has there been a lot of argument lately? Arguing?
Not arguing, just indifferences.
Indifferences is like you say tomato, she says tomato.
Yes.
Kind of an idea. Yeah, yeah. I think that a lot of that storm, that cloud will lift when the home situation is handled. That's a lot of stress on all of you. That's a lot of, again, I want to go into the feeling of devaluing. Like, my God, every day the value of my home and my ability to move on is less and less and less and less, right? Put your foot down on the universe. Say no more. I will not have this anymore, because you are in charge of your own experiences. You are, sweetheart. You really literally are. Start saying what you do want. Don't say what you're afraid you won't get. Focus on what you do want. The law of attraction works for you either way, but don't you want it to work for you in the way you want it? Focus on, like, your grandmother was saying, don't worry, don't have these thoughts, these clouds of thoughts going to what you want. And I feel that the relationship will come to a new plateau after the sale of the home, or this hurdle is jumped. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I sure hope so.
And Tom, thank you for calling, and I have to go on. She's got
yes, questions. Yes, I understand.
Callers,
that.
Thank
well,
you,
thank,
Tom.
Thank you both
time.
Very much, and
thank
I will
you.
Email
your
you.
All right.
I will.
Okay,
thank you so much.
So much.
Bye-bye.
All right. And now we have 906 area code. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Belle, and actually,
hi,
I'm not. Hi, Karen. I'm not calling to ask for a reading. I'm calling
oh.
to sing Karen's praises.
Oh, Belle.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go ahead and hang you up if that's all right, and you can stay on. And I have another call up here.
I did want to say something. I'm not asking Karen for a reading.
I just wanted to say,
hi, sweetheart. No, Karen has been a teacher to me.
Oh, okay.
And she's you know, I just kind of want to just let everyone know she's amazing.
She's amazing. I couldn't agree more. I'm so glad you called. I just couldn't agree more. I just pick up incredibly amazing things about Karen myself. I mean, you know, it's kind of like I can't put my finger exactly, well, this or that, but I just know there's something so special about her. I couldn't agree more.
Thanks.
Oh, there definitely is. And, you know, she talks about she's good with children. What she doesn't mention is she deals very well with the child inside of every adult as well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I started with Karen when she helped me cross my grandfather over. He was stuck. And it's gone from there. But all I can say is, Karen, honey, I love you. You've helped me transform my life in so many ways, and I just wanted to tell everyone how great you are.
Thank you, honey.
Oh, that's so great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you,
okay,
Belle.
We'll go ahead and go on to the next person here.
Bye, sweetheart.
All right. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who are we talking to?
Joan.
Joan. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Hey there. Karen, this is Joan Cartwright, Jazzy Joan. She was my guest the other night. This woman, Joan, how are you? She's just incredible. How are you tonight, Joan?
We are three incredible women in the same space right now.
There you go.
I would say so. We're blowing the roof off, Joan.
That's right.
I'm telling
but
you, I've
Karen...
got some heat running through my body when you got on the phone.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You are an amazing, I want to say humorist. Does that make sense? You
humorist.
Know how to bring humor. Yes, you know how to bring humor out for people to see the light side of life. Does this make sense?
Yes, I've always wanted to do sit-down comedy.
Yeah?
Okay. There you go, Jack.
Your angels are a hoot, I have to say. They keep you on your toes. They do. They bring funny things for you so you can share funny stories. Does this make sense?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Well, it's an honor to meet you, Joan. Goodness.
Would you know I think that I'm a reincarnation of Joan of Arc?
Do you?
Really? Oh, my God. Hello?
Why do you say that, Joan?
Because I know I was burned at the stake, for one thing.
Oh, my God. You know, Karen,
so
this
was I was in a lifetime over in Salem. Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
And then set on fire. Yeah.
Wow.
Past life. Not recently. Past life. Well,
definitely.
What can I do for you tonight?
Okay. I've been told that
I can
hardly
hear you, sweetheart. You got to speak up.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Can you okay. I've been told that I have a little girl angel that is always pulling on my dress.
Huh.
Okay. How long has this been going on? All
your
life?
17, 18 years.
Hmm.
I was first told this about 17 years ago.
Definitely trying to get your attention. Let me ask you this. Do you hear this child's voice at night?
No. No, I don't, but my dress is always getting stuck on stuff.
Huh. There's a sign.
But
yeah,
you're not getting any information about her.
The first thing I'm hearing is that you have quite a following. Quite
yep.
a following. You really do. People attach to you very easily, emotionally and physically attached to you. And so I do feel that this little tugging on your skirt or on your dress, what have you, is the first thing I felt was a spirit, literally. I felt a spirit tugging on you, trying to get your attention. And I do feel a lot of angels around you, but what I feel more than anything is cherub-type energy, that light-hearted, pure love, pure laughter, pure joy energy around you. And that's what you gift everyone when you, just you don't have to be working or doing your sit-down comedy or doing anything. You just have that vibration to bring the lighter side of life to people. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
I do feel that you are, in it, just like the previous caller, my God, your creativity is at its all-time high. You have been so creative all your life, and if you were to look back, you would see in the moments where you were really in the zone how you really stepped into your creative self and how things really came very easily to you and effortless to you. And then you'll find in your life where you kind of shut the door to that, where it wasn't. There's more of a struggle for things. The tugging, definitely this being wants your attention. So my offering to you is if you would get into what they call conscious breathing, where you breathe in through your nose for 5 counts, hold for 3, exhale through your mouth, and do this for a pattern of maybe 5 minutes, what happens is it slows down your brain activity down to theta. And theta is where we open up our mind and we free our heart and we hear spirit. And I would offer that you ask this being that's tugging or whoever's tugging, what do you want? And just be open to hear, feel, see, or know, and you will get your answer. I guarantee it. I guarantee you'll get your answer. It's
well, you know what's amazing? Last night, Tuesday, when we did our interview, I had Judy do this. You remember Judy? I said, okay, now I want you to breathe through your nose.
Yes, I do. That's weird. Yes.
Okay. Right, but right. Also, we talked about being in the zone, and I said the Twilight Zone, remember?
Right, Joe. She is a humorist. Absolutely. Got her right on, Karen.
You either laugh or cry, and laughing makes your face look better, you know?
Joan is a lover. I want you to know she is one of those unconditional lovers. She has no conditions, and you cannot help but be yourself around this woman. I can't categorize her, but I think, Karen, you have her. I feel like you picked up her essence. But, you know, I hate to say, but we are almost out of time, women. Oh, gosh, we're going to have to do this. Oh, I just really hate. I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about your new blog talk radio Within Reach, Karen, but we'll do that next time.
We'll do, but just, you know, I have an amazing event coming up in Seattle area. It's Linwood, Washington. It's a 3-day event with 8 phenomenal teachers. And it's going to be offered as well as webinar through the webinar if you cannot come in person. But it's $88. $88 for the 3-day weekend.
Whoa, $88.
Yeah. Oh, it's an amazing deal. And if anyone is interested, please go to joytourproductions.com for more information. And
Joy Tour.
Joy Tour Productions, yes.
And your main website is Divine Journeys. .net, and it would be on there as well, Karen?
It will be on there under my calendar of what's going on, what's coming up.
What's coming up. And Karen has www.blogtalkradio.com/divine, D-I-V-I-N-E, dash journeys. Also coming up is www.blogtalkradio.com/within reach. And I wonder, in 1 minute, can you tell us something about that, within reach? What is within our reach, Karen?
Everything. everything you've ever wanted, everything that is, anything that you've dreamt about, you can have. Anything that you've put out there for the universe to bring you, you can have. You can have anything you want. It's a matter of getting into the space of accepting it and receiving it and telling yourself yes. The universe never says no. It always says yes. And so I'm joining my dear friend, psychic medium, Patty Sinclair, every Thursday, 9 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 Eastern Standard Time, for a wonderful hour of talking about just that and connecting with loved ones and angels and teaching people how to really get messages and
wonderful.
Manifest your dreams. So
manifest your dreams. All right. Well, thank you so much, Karen.
Thank
I love you.
So
you're
much.
Just a
I
delightfully beautiful soul, and I can't tell you how much we thank you for coming on. And
thank you so much.
Thank you. And
wonderful.
Thank you for just being who you are. And Joan Cartwright, I just love you. I love both of y'all. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good
I love
night,
you
Joy.
Too.
Good night.